A newspaper story this summer from Asheville, North Carolina, contained this sentence: "Amazingly, nobody ever died in a banjo car." Banjo Matthews, at the time, was being inducted into a Motorsports Hall of Fame. Mr. Matthews died this week at age 64. He was a NASCAR racing legend, around from the beginning of the National Association of Stock Car Automobile Racing, a driver, a car builder, a team owner. He got his nickname as a boy because of his large eyeglasses. He dropped out of high school, went straight to racing. During the 1970s, it's estimated he built 75% of the cars running on the NASCAR tracks. Ned Jarrett is a NASCAR racing veteran.
I had heard of him as a driver and as a car builder before I actually met him, but not long after that I started racing against him and found him to be a very intense, caring type of an individual, and a very good race driver, but he was fair. He was very aggressive on the racetrack. He made you run hard. He made you earn everything that you got if you beat him, but he was very fair.
Must have been, though, pretty much a mechanical genius all along, in addition to his driving skills.
Certainly his mechanical abilities, I think, would, even as good a race driver as he was, would exceed the race driving abilities. He has made contributions to the sport and the safety part of it over the years that will last for a long, long time. And the drivers in my era, certainly I've always felt indebted to him, and the drivers who are participating today certainly have to feel indebted to him, and I think the drivers of the future, when history is written, we'll look back and say, hey, that man did a lot for me because he has been such an innovator.
Now, explain this for us. When it's said that he built cars for the NASCAR drivers, these are stock cars. Don't they come from Detroit and they're modified? How much actual construction is there to building up a car?
Up until the mid-60s, the cars were basically from the showroom, but he designed a chassis that he felt was safe, got NASCAR to approve it, Ford adopted it as well, and they started building the cars from the ground up. It worked out that they were easier to build that way because you had so many things on the car when it was factory built that you didn't use in racing, and you spent more time tearing the car apart than sometimes you spent in actually building it into a race car.
How good a builder was he?
Banjo Matthews has been considered over the years to be, if not the best, certainly one of the best car builders in the business. There have been some race teams over the years, Junior Johnson, for example, that wouldn't use anybody else's cars but Banjo Matthews, and we all know of the success that Junior Johnson has had.
So if you were a NASCAR driver, you could call him up and say, I need a car for a certain kind of driver and for a certain kind of racing, and he would deliver it.
Yes. He could do it in any stage. He could deliver a what they call a rolling chassis, and that would be basically the frame and the roll cage with four wheels on it. Could do a turnkey job, ready to race. And I'm thankful that the very last race that I drove in my career was in a Banjo Matthews car. I've never heard anyone say that he shortchanged them on a car that he would be racing against, or that they would be racing that car against one of his.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the type of individual he was. He would give you at least as good as what he had himself.
Ned Jarrett is a former race car driver. He talked with us from Charlotte, North Carolina, about his friend Banjo Matthews, who died this week.